the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. We'll take you guys up until 2. I want to get some calls. I've been holding patiently. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Tonight we got Monday Night Football, Buccaneers and Texans. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite there. And then that's at 7 o'clock. And then we got the doubleheader tonight, Leroy. We got Chargers at Raiders. L.A. is a 3.5-point road favorite. That's at 10 o'clock, so I might be out for that one.
The Chargers play who?
Raiders.
Raiders, okay.
Raiders.
Yeah. And then I don't know what to make of the Raiders. They beat, right? But I know how Pete Carroll likes to build the team.
They're
going to run the football. You know they're going to be aggressive on defense.
Likes to build a team. Likes to drop Christian Wilkins like a bad habit. I still need answers on this, dude. I swear. I think this is a good idea if he could play. I want to know, and nobody will give me a straight answer. I tried asking this on Twitter, and all I got was judgment. And I'm like, I don't need judgment right now. Can he play for a football team? I need somebody who can help this defense. He's best friends with Zach Sealer. You know, I don't know. It feels like he's got a boatload of money coming his way, although maybe not what he really deserves. Can he come in like a white knight and rescue the Dolphins?
I think, hold on. There's two things here. One, I think he's strategically doing this until they figure out what the hell's going on with all that
money. The grievance?
Yeah, whatever.
That makes sense.
And two, did you just not hear what I said about what Chris Greer has done the last 3 years and who he's brought in?
But you love Christian Wilkins.
I do. But I want to stay consistent with some of the criticisms I've had.
Obviously, I need to know but he's usually been a very durable player. This is like a weird thing.
You can't have it both ways. We can't have it both ways.
I'm just looking for answers.
We signed Christian Wilkins on the cheap, and then he's out a week later.
I'm just tired.
I'm so mad.
Leroy, I'm tired of 8-minute drives.
I can't be a hypocrite.
Every drive, the defense, it takes 8 minutes. They can't get anybody off the field.
You seem like a hypocrite. Of course I like Christian Wilkins.
It's Dolphins. All right.
I got to stay consistent with what has plagued this team.
This is disappointing for me.
Even if I like him.
This is every defensive stand for the Dolphins. All right, the Dolphins got him in a 3rd and 8 here. Screen pass to the running back. And he goes 40 yards. First down.
Wait, can I tell you? Remember what I told you about defenders?
They're stupid.
And I've never picked up on this. Hey, defender, you ever wonder why you're not being blocked? Does everybody win? Oh no, I'm gonna get the quarterback. I'm gonna get a sack. My name gonna be on TV. They gonna cheer for, oh no, screen pass. Every time they get him. Nobody ever goes, hold up. Why am I not being blocked? Something's going down. Never. Do they ever?
No.
Since the beginning of time.
Nope.
So, when I tell you, they're gullible.
That's not what you said.
I said they're stupid. I'm trying not to use harsh words. They're gullible.
Okay.
And they fell for the same play 2 or 3 times.
At least you're more efficient with your words than this guy.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Hey, let's go to Mo. Mo has been holding patiently. Hello, Mo.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
How are you?
I'm doing sad, man. I'm just doing sad. I'm pretty frustrated, man. I'm really frustrated with Nerd Boy. Nerd Boy is getting on my nerves. That was the famous Rex Ryan call.
Oh, we got it.
You're a nerd, boy. Yeah,
I know.
So, not only that, I had a bad football year last year, looking at my two teams, college and NFL. I went on. The Heat comes to have a terrible season. The Heat come with a terrible season. Mm. And the Marlins with a terrible season. And then I wait on for the Dolphins. You know, I tell everybody, don't worry about the preseason, all the wins, because they don't mean crap. I want to see the first game. They come out the first game, they play like crap. Like, that's another thing with Leroy said. These players got to play in the preseason. Got to hold them back. And then you don't know what they have. And then when they start the first game of the season, they all off. But I'm okay with starting over. Like, knocking the team down, get rid of all them high-paid players and build over. Because we've been going through hell for the past couple of years anyway. Why we can't wait another two or three more years and start it all over?
I understand what you're saying, but fans are never that patient. I understand everybody's to the point now where maybe they'll be a little more patient, but I don't trust it at all. Let me tell you something, Mo. Tell you what I did. I had a little taste of this in college. You know, right down the street. Where you live? You in Broward today?
Miami Gardens.
Right. Okay, right down the street from the stadium. Let me tell you what you do. You hop on 95. You go west on 595, and you get off on 136. Go north, and go watch yourself a hockey game.
That's right. You're right.
Hey, and I got a little taste of it in college, so I'm familiar with hockey. You go watch you a hockey game; it'll put you in a good place. For now,
right,
just to tide you over. It's like, right, you know what it's like an appetizer before that big piece of meat come. You know, you get you some fried calamari or something like that. You know,
right.
To get your taste buds going. I'm telling
you, firecracker shrimp.
Go, yeah, there you go, firecracker shrimp. That's right. Hey, go ahead on and watch you a hockey game, and it's gonna have you feeling real good about South Florida sports till your team get back.
Yeah. But I'm glad for I can't wait till October 4th. Right now they're number four, and my Florida State Center is number 7. I can't wait till y'all come to Tallahassee.
I mean, unless they make you more sad, Mo, then that could also happen. That also is a possibility. I got one thing.
Hey, you're just going to be walking around Miami Gardens with a sign that just say, I'm sad. I'm sad.
I got something to make him feel better, though.
What the hell is he talking about? You know, maybe he's on a different level, McGenius guy, whatever the hell he is, nerd boy. But anyway...
Oh, nerd boy.
All right. Take care, Mo. Have a good one, man.
All right.
There you go. That's Mo.
Hey, my man tried to break it down. He just said, I'm sad. All my teams. I told him what to do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Panthers.
Not a bad watch. If you want some excitement, you want action, some nonstop action.
I got to tell you. Right? How high are vibes going to be when we go to Panthers Media Day on Wednesday? That's going to be a day.
Dude, hey. I might have to give them players a hug or something. So I'm like, you guys made me feel so good right now. I've been feeling bad for the last couple of months. Oh, thank you.
Let's just bring a whole fish to feed to Nico Mikola.
Yes. They say, Nico, I got something for you.
big fish. David, what's going on, David?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Good. Listen, I'm not coming in with a hot take, but I'm going to try to come in with an all-encompassing take and do rapid fire because, you know, just to remind us. And all this fire, this person fired that person, well-deserved, and changed the quarterback. He shouldn't have been picked over Herbert to begin with, but that's another story. The first time we were introduced to Stephen Ross, it was the orange carpet with Serena Williams, J-Lo, Mark Anthony, pomp and circumstance. I remember saying, what is this? Then we find out Bill Parcells is on a contract where he can just leave and get paid. That's not the way to lead a team or an organization where you know the top isn't in it from the beginning. You have Jeff Ireland, Don Aponte, you have the Bullygate scandal. You have Tony Sparano as a coach going to Jim Harbaugh. You have later, a few years later, you do the same thing with Flores as coach. You tamper. You cost your team draft picks. You have Mike Tannenbaum, who then puts Chris Greer in. Chris Greer, we had Dan Campbell. We let him go. Tank for Burrow became tank for Tua because Flores just would not cooperate. It's something where unless we get an owner like Mickey Arison, Viola, someone of that ilk, this is not going to change.
Yeah, he's had a rough go. Listen, he's built a nice building, but he hasn't been able to build a football team that's worth a damn.
I would say this. His problem is not those things because he has stepped away and not tried to do those things himself, right? The power of a good owner is not what you do and don't do, but who you have doing those things. You see what I mean? And the fact that he hasn't had the greatest thing for Mickey was he could go hang out on this boat because he hired Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm. And, correct. That's my point.
And when you go to different organizations, you look at the owner of the Panthers. He got Zito, right? Yep. So mm-hmm. let's be clear about those guys are being businessmen, and they're not meddling in the day to day aspects of the organization. If you want to give, if you want to put anything on the owner, I would say is this. The people that are in his ear that he trusts to do all the things that you say all those guys have done, those aren't the right people. And he's a little more patient and a little more loyal to the wrong people. But as far as being committed and being having the ability to put whatever resource he can into the success of the team, he's all in on that. The problem is the people that he has in place to do the things that you see being successful in other organizations, he doesn't have.
I don't know if you remember when we hired Dennis Hickey, we had gotten turned down by three other GM candidates before he settled on Hickey because of the power structure of the team.
No, it's always happened. It always feels like they always kind of like they're always plugging holes.
Is that the other problem is, and here's the other problem. You probably could have had one of these high-profile coaches. But what do the high-profile coaches want?
Control.
They want control over the roster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? They want to build the roster the way they want to build it. Right? So when you bring in a coach that may have a different or have an ideology of how they want to build the team, he can't overturn what the GM or the president wants to do. And so you get caught in this back and forth where the GM is actually building the team and not the coach. So if they had bit the bullet and said, we're going to go hire one of these guys and just give them the power, then you would be in a different place right now because you would be able to go to one specific person and say, well, you made the groceries, you cooked the meal, and the meal stinks. And we can't do that because we always look around this organization thinking, who's doing what?
Right. It's always a finger-pointing game. And starting, by the way, it started yesterday after the game. There was a lot of that going on the podium. You got any final thoughts before we get you out of here?
No, man, I appreciate your time. And what one thing, he's great at spending money. Not saying he's not. You know, we were, number one in player satisfaction, and KC was last. I mean, you see what
all
I'm saying?
No, it feels like he's done all he can do. Yeah. But he's certainly,
except win.
Like, he's built, he is great. He has built beautiful stuff over there, my yards. But the football team, appreciate the time, man. Leroy, I'll tell you one thing, though. I know who's always in control when it comes to the best dry cleaning in South Florida. That's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, dude. Our guy Ara, he's always got it on lock. He can pick up. He can pick up your orders. He can drop off your orders. Take care of everything. Same day sewing, Leroy. They got a seamstress on site. That's Ara's mother. She's got it all down for you guys. And that's why they've been there. one of the best dry cleaners in all of South Florida, the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida for over 40 years, Leroy.
Service all of Florida, South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach. Again, they can pick up, drop off your orders. I was a fan, so here's the deal. If you listen, you listen to us, and you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off. Just give Ira a call, 954-610-9383 at any time. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hey, Brendan. How you doing?
Wow, very formal. How are you?
I wasn't doing well.
Why?
Because the Dolphins. Also, the vibe this morning is just not it.
Yeah, well.
But I understand why.
The vibe is what it is.
But then you mentioned media day this weekend. I mean, this week.
Yep.
Made me happier.
You know what I'm thinking of?
What's that?
Y'all know what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Food.
Oysters right next door.
Oh, yeah, dude. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I was thinking of during the last break?
Hmm?
I think we got a couple of chicken wings left.
Oh.
Not for long.
Nope. In the microwave, baby.
I'll tell you one thing. Luna hates my ass. I'll tell you that much.
Luna hates everybody.
She
just barks constantly.
Luna was giving me the stink eye from the other couch from the other room, because like once Mel finally got her to calm down.
Like, this is what Luna looked like over the couch.
She's like, hate his ass.
No. She barks at everybody.
She can smell the show pony.
Maybe.
No, she barks at everybody. The other two dogs, Dre just wants to play. Zeus, first thing Tobin sat down, he went and got a toy. Let's go. I remember you. We played.
He's like, let's go. And I was like,
yeah. Like, I said, don't do it.
Like, let me finish just this half. And then he forgot about it. So I was thankful. But yeah. I would have fallen for it eventually. But it was we were locked in. The Dolphins were starting to make a comeback at the time. You know, it didn't last.
And then they said, hold my beer.
Yeah, that's what they do.
We didn't even hold a bunch of beers.
Nope.
We were just too distraught.
It's sad. It's sad, and I don't even know where they're at right now. Tua, this was him on Hearing the Booze.
I didn't see any of that, but did hear the booze. You know, it's part of the game. The fans pay money, their hard-earned money, to come and see their team play, and we go out there, and, you know, we don't look the part as we have, you know, previous years. And so it's all understandable, and it comes with the game. You get the boos, you get the cheers. It's like anything else. You get the highs, you get the lows. But for us mentally as players, like, we got to stay even keel. We got to stay together. We got to continue to trust one another and build off of whatever this game was.
You know what? That's appropriate. What the hell was that game? It was like a roller coaster.
Down two
touchdowns. The damn kicker's missing extra points.
I have never in my life, as long as I've been around football, have said this at any capacity. Keep in mind, I went 3-13 one year. My defense has not given up a punt in six quarters.
Jeez.
Never said that. Teams that I'm in. And here's what's crazy about it. I bet you, you could go to the 0-for teams, and they never had a game, even though they lost every game, where they didn't give up a punt. Do you know how crazy? Of all the stats in the world that you may never hear again in your life, that's one.
It's rough. It's rough.
Keep in mind, Indy went two games without punt, which is a whole nother.
Bro, did you see how they won yesterday?
Yeah. because
that was I would be beside my. They were trying a 60-yarder.
A 60-yarder, and the guy used some chicanery to try to block it. You don't have to block it. It's from 60 yards.
They get to redo it, and the guy hits the. It's a 15-yard penalty. The Colts get to re-kick. Field goal good. They're 2-0.
45 yards.
Unbelievable.
I have a question. Have you guys seen what Daniel Jones' nickname is now?
I have, and I got to be honest with you.
It's so good.
Brittany, I said this. When I first saw him in preseason, I'm like, something about Daniel Jones in that Colts jersey. He's got something to him. But yeah, let the people know what his new nickname is.
His new nickname is Indiana Jones.
It's kind of cold.
It's so good. I hate that it's so good.
I hate that it's
so
good, too.
But you know what else? Like, and I try to not call players bust because we want to call a player a bust, but not identifying that he might be in a bad spot. Like when you draft top five, you just assume that any quarterback is going to fit.
Yep.
Now, Daniel Jones is having success, and I'm going to taper that. He's two damn games. You're still playing Indy. Let's calm down. He looks really good. He looks good.
Well, here's the thing. When did he have his most success? When he had Saquon, and he don't got Saquon, right. But he's got about as close to Saquon with John. I think Taylor had 215 yesterday with I mean, he's a moose, and then that Frankenstein friggin' tight end that he's got.
Right. There you go.
You know, he's set up for it right now. He is. He's in a good.
But that's and you know what? That's called building a team.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking a quarterback and drafting him and plugging him in a situation and go, save us. From what? You were garbage everywhere else. You can't just plug a quarterback in and save you. Stop. Franchising teams need to stop that. Because guess what? You know who else we thought sucked? Everybody wasn't a big fan of Jalen Hurts.
No,
look at that offensive defensive line. Now all of a sudden he's unstoppable. You can't stop. Like, come on, man.
Oh, dude,
like,
I remember.
Are we still gonna just put it on one guy?
I remember being at that joint practice with the Dolphins. A lot of that Philly media was like, "I like him. I like Tua."
Right.
They were like, "Oh, Tua's better than him."
Right.
Tua, man.
But how many times did that happen? Look at how many quarterbacks have gotten into different situations on good teams or teams that compete. And all of a sudden, they're good, right? Yeah, come on, man. Look at the different court. Wait, did anybody think Geno Smith would still be playing football?
No.
Okay.
No. But
in fact,
do you feel like I don't think the same thing's happening with Tua, though. I feel like Tua's I know that the line stinks, but I feel like I do feel like he's either gun shy from all the hits or he's deteriorating a little bit. I just don't think he's the same guy he was a couple of years ago.
It's hard to, like, because we've had Tua for so long, like, we look at this differently, but I would tell you that a Giants fan who got rid of Daniel Jones couldn't wait till he was gone.
Oh, sure.
And they're looking at it. His how he's playing in Indy and are skeptical. Like, yeah, it is because it's too close to home for us.
It's very close to home. My home stinks right now.
He said, "Why is this guy yelling?" He clearly doesn't listen to the show that often. This isn't yelling. This is my normal voice.
You know who you should go see?
I don't know what to tell you.
Who doesn't yell?
Who?
More calm these days. Mike Tyson. He's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And if you guys want to win tickets, just text the word dynamite to 20357. Schmeathen, dynamite is your word for the day to 20357. For more info, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. And tickets also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Take a break.
You want another try with that ultimate?
But what did I say?
Hey, gummies for everybody.
Yep. I'm not going to lie. I heard one of his takes on the word available. And I was like,
hey, remember I told you he.
Yeah. Delightful interview with Iron Mike last week, though.
I'm telling you.
He was a blast.
You have to understand, Interview with Mike.
Could go either way.
Never know.
Never know.
He was enjoyable.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you guys like to have the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins sack. Sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at a school or, you know, speak to the students. Careful, Zach. Those kids, they got ruthless questions, dude. They got ruthless questions. I'm not blaming Zach Sealer, by the way. I know that he's got a lot of youth around him. Now, nobody gives a rat's ass. You just signed a monster deal. Go get some sacks. You know, did old Tobes have a Malik Washington anytime touchdown, Zach Sealer sack parlay yesterday? Yes, I did. But I'm not mad at Zach Sealer. You know, I know that, I know he's trying. He's man's man. And he's got, like, everybody coming after him. But anyway, if the kids want to ask him some questions, go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade, and you guys could be up there for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. For more contest rules, go to WQM.com. Let us get to the mixed bag.
What, Jennifer?
Jennifer?
Yes.
I don't know, Mr. Floss.
I gotta go put back my script for Mike Biamonte. I gotta add.
For flossing?
Minus one for dental hygiene during the show.
Dude, it's the worst feeling in the world when you get chicken stuck in your teeth.
You're not wrong about that. Tua Tagovailoa. This is what he had to say on the frustrating final drive against New England.
Well, that thought for the tough one, that final drive, you have the opportunity to win a game and go down, and then those mistakes late. How frustrating was that final drive in particular to not close it out?
Yeah, that was really frustrating. It was frustrating with the communication with the guys inside the huddle, and then what the personnel is, then the play for those guys. Do we have too many guys in? Why do we have another guy running in? Just the whole operation of that was not up to standard, was not up to par, and I got to do a better job with our guys in that sense.
Okay. All right. Well, what about those communication issues, Tua?
Well, we have until the 15-second mark until it cuts off with the communication with Mike. So depending on what the personnel is, depending on what we were trying to do there, if it was a wristband call or if it was a call it in the headset, you know, there's a lot of things in that sense that play a role in if we're getting to the right things or if we're not getting to the right things. So that was sort of the mix-up of communication there.
Want me to break it down for you?
Please do.
So the way a normal play works, the first thing that happens is personnel runs onto the field, right? So the personnel run onto the field. Depending on what personnel is on the field, then you call a play from a list of plays or whatever, right? If you take too long to do that, then a play will start coming in with the wrong personnel that can't run that play. And then you have to try to switch the play or switch the personnel within those 15 seconds and run the play.
Yeesh.
So everybody involved needs to be more decisive for the quarterback and the players on the field, because the quarterback, all he sees is who's in the huddle. Now, the way they've tried to eliminate a lot of this is most of the plays are on the wristband, so he could just say 32, 32. And he'll look at the wristband, 32, call out that play. And if he calls out that play and looks up and the wrong people are in, now the coach has to call the play manually, understand it. And it normally works very fluid. For reasons you can't explain at the worst possible time. But I will say this. Based on how he answers questions, Can you see how that could happen? You understand what I'm saying?
You mean the coach?
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, but so, he's saying that, well, this is why I'm concerned, though, right? Like, though this happens, when there's losing and then there's blame and everybody's trying to say, it's on me, but there's not well, just, it's on me. Nobody was yesterday. The coach and quarterback were not, hey, this is on me. It's on me, but this, that.
It's all encompassing. But when you make, and here's where it gets complicated. When you make adjustments during the game, right? You might say, hey, I'm going to run this play, but with this personnel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run the same play, but out of this formation, right? And so that means that what you have on that armband doesn't matter. And manually, you have to do a lot more communicating. And so if that gets lost, and then at 15 seconds, the mic shuts off, the quarterback's in la-la land. If Mike hasn't made up his mind, or he sent it in, and he's told the quarterback, this is what we're going to run out of this, so I may give you a number, but you know to change it to this play, right? Then it got lost there. You don't really know,
well,
right?
This is
but
what...
the thing in the ear was designed to kind of avoid all of this, and you shouldn't really be having these problems that late into the play clock, especially at that moment in the game. You probably should be more decisive.
Well, here's what Tua said on how they're going to fix it.
You know, I'm going to go have a conversation with Mike. I'm going to go have a conversation with Bev, with our offensive guys, and talk about it, because what we put out there, that was unsaid. Like, anyone who knows football and anyone who doesn't know football just knows, like, that was not clean and that was not right with what we were doing in the end of the game. So we'll get that fixed, communicate that to those guys, and we'll move forward from there.
I trust them.
You ever heard the phrase, pressure makes a pipe burst?
Yes.
You ever see them having problems with all that stuff when you're winning by 10?
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
So what I would say to you is that when things are going poorly, you need to be more decisive. You need to make sure everybody's on the team, on the same page, to give you a better chance to execute. You can't have a bunch of bumbling and rumbling and stumbling when you're already struggling with play on the field. And so that is the biggest concern with all of that, is that, yeah, you ever notice bad teams have to call a lot of timeouts when and they don't have them at the end of the game? Like, when we what was it? With the Canes. You called timeout within the first 5 seconds of the game one time.
Yep. That happened.
Great.
I mean, they did this yesterday with they called a timeout. I mean, at the most, I think the Dolphins did yesterday, like right out of the gate in the
right.
first half. I think it was the
right.
Dolphins, actually. They had one
right.
Like, right off the bat. And you're just like,
right.
They're not going to do
right.
that.
I remember the only time I remember Bo, when I was in college, called a timeout just to yell at us because we never had to use timeouts. So he called the timeout. Somebody got called for a hold. He called us to the sideline because you go over as a group. And he yelled at us and then sent us back out.
Did
Wonder
he
what they're talking about in that timeout. I could tell you.
Did he tell you that to win the game, you have to win the game, not lose?
Oh, no.
No?
No, no. Oh. He wasn't that philosophical. His words were much more direct.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
So... I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
In order to win consistently, the first thing you need is organization. That means even if you're doing it poorly, everybody needs to know what to do, how to do it. All right. Then you can evaluate how everybody is doing it and whether you can replace them. Right. But if you have somebody in the game that one doesn't know what to do, or two, you're confusing them with how to do it, then you're not even getting the best version of your players because they're thinking instead of playing.
I didn't like it, dude. And I feel like there's trouble in paradise between Miami's favorite couple.
No.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I wouldn't say that.
McDaniel and Tua?
You want me to tell you the reality of it?
Hmm?
One is talking like he going to be there, and one is talking like he need to fix it. That's it.
Which one's which?
You know which one.
No, which one's which?
The bad taste in our mouth continues.
Take a break. More to come. Final hour. Back after this.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.